The Unexpected Caregiver is brought to you by the Northfield Retirement Community.
TEG, you're it. Ready or not, you're stepping into the role of a family caregiver. Now what? Kari Barrett is here to help with expert advice, knowledgeable guests, and a healthy dose of laughter to keep you going. The Unexpected Caregiver starts right now.
And welcome to The Unexpected Caregiver. I'm your host here every week with you, Kari Barrett, and I'm always, as you know, happy to be here with you to share stories and insights and knowledge about this thing called family caregiving, where we suddenly, for most of us, need to step up and care for someone in our lives. My area of expertise happens to be with aging parents, but a lot of the material translates to all of us who are unexpectedly giving care. And if you've read my book, which, by the way, you can easily find on theunexpectedcaregiver.com, if you've read The Unexpected Caregiver, there is a chapter I have in there about using children's books to bring up difficult issues like death, like isolation, things that happen or can happen to us as we age. And I was fortunate enough this summer to be given a book that immediately connected with me, and I was so excited to get the author on the phone and share her insights with you, because I believe her book really can tie into family caregiving. The book, by the way, is called The Nearly Calamitous Taming of PZ. The Nearly Calamitous Taming of PZ, and the author is Martha Ritter. And I've got her on the phone, but I also want to say to you something. I want you to listen today, because there are so many characters in this book, but I'm going to be focusing on one particular character who I think really says something about family caregiving. And the title of our show today, because you're going to want to go back to the website and download this and share it with your friends and family, is What Training a Dog, because that's what PZ is, What Training a Dog Can Teach Us About Caregiving. Martha, welcome.
Hello.
Hello. And Martha, you're not only a journalist, a writer, and you've been writing since age six, and you're an actor.
I am.
That is so cool. So all these characters that you have come up with in your marvelous book, The Nearly Calamitous Taming of PZ, you've got voices for.
I do. This is the little ladybug. I'm doing the audiobook. I have a whole menagerie going in my mouth.
I love it. Okay, so let's start with, first of all, are you a caregiver?
I have been. Yeah. It happens that I spent 10 years of my life taking care of my aging parents.
Yeah. But this book didn't come out of that. This book came out of a real-life situation where you actually did take on the rescue of a laboratory dog.
I did.
Yeah. So while it's not an autobiographical story, there are some elements from your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
And as I gain some distance from it as a whole, as a reader now of my own book,
right,
I can see how some of my own caretaking experiences kind of helped me develop some of the characters, but
Exactly. Definitely
it's more about the dog.
Right. So, Martha, if you will, let's just give a little recap, just a small recap of the book.
Okay. The dog is named PZ in the beginning of the book, because that's part of her identity, that is the tattoo on the inside of her ear. She has no name. She has no ability to speak. She's become mute, and she lives in a cage in a laboratory. She doesn't even know that she's a dog.
Right.
And she is released from the laboratory and goes out into the world that she didn't even know existed. And the story of the book is about how this animal, who has no concept of communicating with any other being, is terrified of everything, totally isolated, very needy, and just afraid of her own shadow, comes to adjust to the world. There's a little ladybug who decides to live in her ear on the nine, on the little circle of the nine, and she helps her in the beginning.
And she's a diva.
She's a diva with high heels and a big hat and tries to teach the lessons of life, but she can only go so far. They go to a shelter, and there's an English bulldog who's very snotty who also helps, and then she ends up being adopted by a family where there's an 11-year-old girl whose father has died, and mm-hmm. she is grieving, and she wants a happy dog that will run to her when she comes home from school and lick her face and love her like the classic little cartoon dog. And she ends up with this dog that knows yeah. nothing about love, can't communicate, is isolated. And the dog doesn't really want to be with this girl because she doesn't know how to communicate, still feels isolated, and the girl doesn't want the dog. So the book really is about how, I like to use the word taming in both directions.
Yes.
How the dog ultimately gets tamed, and the girl, who at the end of the book says, you know what, I needed taming too.
Exactly. Exactly. And just by the way, because I want to make sure that people know, we can get this book where?
You can get it on Amazon.com.
Perfect.
Or you can order it through a bookstore.
Yep.
Yep.
And I love it. I've got it in my hand, and the pictures, the illustrations are so sweet. I'm a
yes.
dog person, so I just want to eat up this.
There's a wonderful artist. Yeah.
Yeah, really wonderful. So here's what I want to focus on today, because I see some themes that came out of this book that relate to caregiving for me. Discomfort in change.
Mm-hmm.
Both for PZ, who becomes Lolly J when Olivia, the little 11-year-old girl, names her.
Mm-hmm.
Discomfort and change for both of them. Trying new things. Trying new things was another thing that came out, because in order to adjust in life, and especially as we age, I have seen the folks that adjust best to growing older, because there are a lot of losses that accompany that journey. You need to try new things, get to know new people.
Yes, and I think what happens in this book to those two characters
mm-hmm.
is that it isn't that they sit down and make an intellectual decision.
No.
Today I must try a new thing. Today I must grow and become a better,
right.
more mature human being.
Right.
These new things are kind of situations that are forced on them.
Yeah.
And they can either kind of run away
yeah.
or go toward the new thing. And interestingly, they both tend to go toward the challenge,
right.
which has made me reflect on why. Because the comfort zone, you know, comfort zone is nice. That's why it's called a comfort zone.
Right.
Comfort zone. But
right.
They both leave their comfort zones to try to communicate with each other, which is sometimes a disaster, and sometimes they hate each other.
Yep.
And then they go back a little bit, but they keep going forward. And the girl's favorite book is
yeah.
The Little Prince.
Yeah.
And in that, there are some roses.
Mm-hmm.
And the narrator of the book says, you are beautiful, but you are empty because you haven't been tamed, and you haven't
mm-hmm.
tamed anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting that that's her favorite book.
That's her favorite book, that's also the book that PZ and or Lolly J decides to tear up.
Yes, she destroys it,
mm-hmm.
and it is one of the most horrible moments mm-hmm. that Olivia comes home and mm-hmm. she sees that her favorite book is little confetti pieces on the floor.
Yeah, and the picture, the illustration of her mother holding her while she's sobbing, and Lolly J's just in her crate. What?
Right. Not knowing.
Right. With the
so we can trip each other up
yeah.
and go backwards. But I've been contemplating about, they got out of that. And, you know, I think in taming, we think of taming like, oh, a bucking bronco, I'm
exactly.
going to put my will on you. But mm-hmm. that's not what the taming is in this book or in The Little Prince. It's much more subtle and layered. And it has to do, I think, with communicating.
Mm-hmm.
That there's some kind of secret little desire to communicate with each other. And as they go backwards, they kind of want to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel their way. And there's an exhilaration about this increased knowing each other, even though they go backwards and sometimes hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
There's some kind of exhilaration there with the headaches. And I think that I can identify with as being a caretaker myself.
Oh yeah.
That there's something almost irreplaceable about the kind of naked communication you have with somebody who's basic needs you're helping with. Basic needs.
Right.
Basic identity.
Right.
You know?
And PZs are certainly basic. I mean, because this dog is learning everything.
Absolutely. She doesn't know. As the dog trainer said, the true dog trainer, since this is based on a dog that I owned, who was,
right.
I was told would never be able to
yeah.
communicate with human
yeah.
beings, the dog said, she doesn't know the cues. She doesn't know that when you put on your coat, you're going to go outside.
Right.
And when she learns that, she doesn't know if you're ever coming back.
Right.
And those are sometimes the limitations that sometimes people who are losing some of their orientation
yes.
have.
Exactly. Well, even in general giving of care, from the Olivia, the little girl's viewpoint, when we're taking on charge of giving care to someone, we don't know what to do, and we need someone to give us those basic steps that she was given by the initial woman who rescued PZ, saying, you have to teach this dog everything. You have to step back. And it, that's what we as family caregivers also need to receive, because it's not a job that we're trained to do.
Yes, that's right. And they are such basic things that we don't even think, we
right.
can't imagine somebody wouldn't know.
Right.
You know, for example, the dog has never seen a bowl. When she's given one at the shelter, she doesn't know that she's, even when the food is in there, she's not quite sure, am I supposed to eat that? She's used to a little tube coming down in her crate, you know. And I can remember with when my father lost his sight, you mm-hmm. know, you think, oh my gosh, well, he doesn't know that this is in front of him. I have to tell him
mm-hmm.
that this thing is here. There are basic things, and sometimes if you can get into the frame of mind that you're dealing with basic things, but not still understanding that you're dealing with somebody who's got a life and can, you know, maybe think about things more than the food going in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. It's a very, very delicate line dealing with basic needs of somebody and still allowing them to be themselves in whatever they are able to do.
Yeah.
You don't want to infantilize everybody, and that's
right.
one of the objects of training a dog.
Right, right. And you know, we're going to take a quick break, but
okay.
when we come back, I'm going to go a little bit to that other theme that I pulled out, which is trying new things and why they didn't walk away. Why didn't Olivia walk away?
Yeah.
So this is The Unexpected Caregiver. The title of the show today is What Training of a Dog Can Teach Us About Caregiving. I'm Kari Barrett. We will be right back.
Welcome to Northfield Manor. On the campus of Northfield Retirement Community, the Manor is proud to be an affordable, equal housing opportunity with apartments for seniors age 62 and older, or people of any age with a disability. Take advantage of all campus amenities, including state-of-the-art theater, Imelda's Marketplace, fitness center, walking trails, the Main Street Cafe, and more. For more information, call us today at 664-3466. Northfield Retirement Community. Innovation, choice, tradition.
Welcome back to The Unexpected Caregiver. I'm your host, Kari Barrett. Always good to be with you. I have been talking with Martha Ritter, who I've recently been introduced to. Marvelous. She wrote in the inscription of my book, which just tickles me to no end, for Kari, my new old friend. Because I have to tell you, when we first connected, we just were like old friends, rediscovering each other. And that is so cool. That happens when... it just happened. And the book is The Nearly Calamitous Taming of PZ. PZ is the dog. She gets another name through the book called Lolly J, and that's given to her by Olivia, the 11-year-old. And before the break, I said, let's get to this trying new things in life, because that's a tough one. Isolation happens as we get older, but it doesn't have to happen. But part of it not happening throughout our lives is training ourselves to try new things, get to know new people. And, you know, one of the complaints that my grandma Gladys had as she aged is, all my friends are dying. I have no mm-hmm. friends. And it's true. As we get older, our friends die off. It's true. And as caregivers, what I hear from caregivers is they too can isolate themselves. I have no time to get together with my friends because I'm taking care of my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I have no time. So it's the trying new things that, and that fits into that first theme that I pulled out of discomfort, because both Lolly J and Olivia were uncomfortable, but they had to, Olivia especially, try new things with that dog.
Yes.
Get out of her comfort zone and try new things. She had to become the master.
Yes, she did. She did. And again, you wonder why.
Exactly.
Why do they stick with it? And I was flipping through the book this morning, asking myself that question, and I came to a passage where, after a while, all these characters in the book mm-hmm. give up their dreams. Now, that sounds like, you know, oh, my God, but we all have to dream.
Mm-hmm.
But Mrs. Palmer, mm-hmm. Olivia's mother, after spending time with the reality of this dog and kind of having to try new things, having to galvanize her imagination and become engaged and communicate with a creature,
mm-hmm.
She no longer dreams that a dog could ease the pain of her husband's death. One of the reasons she got a dog was, because
right.
she was grieving her husband's death.
Right.
And so she felt relieved, and the same thing with Olivia. Olivia no longer dreams that a dog could become your best friend without hard work and patience.
Right.
So these are steps out of their comfort zone that suddenly feel, or not so suddenly, but over time, really good and comfortable. You've gone out of, you've extended
yeah.
your comfort zone.
Yeah.
You know? And so they have, I think, out of necessity, tried a new thing. And again, we don't get up and say, oh, I have to try a new thing for the good of humanity.
Right.
Or, well, sometimes we do for the good of humanity.
Right, right.
But not for the good of ourselves.
No, and certainly not. I'm going to try, today I'm going to try a new thing, a new way to be a caregiver.
Yeah, exactly. You're trying a new way to become a caregiver. You know, I have a blind father on one side and a
yeah.
mother with a walker on the other side, and we're in a parking lot. Well, gosh, I have an idea. This is how we're going to do it today.
Yeah.
You know, you just, there's something about challenges of caregiving that galvanize your imagination,
mm-hmm.
that take you out of yourself. And we like being out of ourselves. We like challenges. We don't, and that's kind of the, I don't want to sound like a Pollyanna,
mm-hmm.
but that's kind of a the redeeming part of it.
Yeah.
That and when you come out of yourself, you're able to sort of meet the person you're caring for in a place that isn't just, you know, an everyday thing. It becomes
right.
sort of a special bond.
You know, and I'm going to bring in another character.
Yeah.
And that's in Whiff of Hope. That's Ranger.
Yes.
Ranger's pivotal, I think.
He is.
He's
Ranger
another dog.
Is a trained therapy dog.
Yeah, he's another dog. Does he have a voice, by the way?
Yes, Ranger is very, it's not as special as the ladybug,
okay.
but he's very centered. This is Ranger. I'm going to tell you that hope is where it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Ranger. Yeah, Ranger does seem centered to me.
Yes.
And he's the one, and probably my favorite line in the whole book is at the end of chapter 28
mm-hmm.
when Lolly J thanks him and he says, "You're welcome." Ranger flashed his big grin. "Sometimes the most amazing things in life happen quickly if we're ready and lucky. Sometimes the most amazing things in life happen quickly if we're ready and lucky."
Yeah.
And again, I don't think that means that, I think that comes, it's sort of like what I equate to this notion we've passed around of quality time. And I think that's kind of a, not really quite true. Quality time comes in the quantity that we spend with someone, and it comes unexpectedly if we're ready and lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And as a caregiver, and throughout this book, it's not that you're given the instruction manual and you do it. It's through those experiences of up and down, of trying new things.
Improvise is the word.
Yeah.
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 And it's and there's a lot in this book about learning to trust.
Yeah.
Trust yourself, trust somebody else.
Right.
Trusting yourself to improvise, particularly if you're a caregiver. What if this happens?
Exactly.
What if that happens? You can become so mired in your own fear and be isolated, you know, by your own anticipation of disasters that you're not a good improviser.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that line, too, because that really is based on a lot of self-trust and centeredness that the most amazing things in life can happen quickly if we're ready. And that has to do with really that kind of preparedness to experiment.
Right. You know, when I wrote the book, The Unexpected Caregiver, Martha, what I wanted to do was to help give people ideas, caregivers ideas that were out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
And that when you first try them, they're a little uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're willing to experiment and improvise and make a mistake.
Exactly. That's the thing, that mistakes aren't a big deal.
No.
I mean, they can be a big deal if you don't put on the belt properly when you're walking and your father falls on his face.
Yes.
But you don't experiment with, gee, I'm going to do this a new, you know.
Right.
We're talking about different things. Yes. And, yeah. and that is, I do think that is why the caregivers in this book who are drawn into caregiving and half love it and half hate it, don't give it up. Because, again, there is ultimately, it gives you a chance to kind of flex muscles that don't get flexed in your daily life, to be engaged in a way that you use your imagination, you do experiment. You can't help it. It's a very improvising thing to be a caretaker.
And I want to make sure we get this in because we have only a few minutes left, is the other piece that was so important in this book, that the people that supported Olivia.
Yes.
The mother. Oh, my gosh.
And the grandmother.
And grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Even though grandma seemed at first, with PZ coming in, get that dog out of here.
Exactly.
We can't handle this.
Right.
Then she turns around. I love the scene where grandma lets Olivia have her little temper tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go for it, you know.
Right.
Do it and then tell me when you're done.
Right. Yeah.
Grandma and even the woman that originally picks up the dog.
Yes.
PZ.
Who works in the shelter.
But they all are the supporters to Olivia, the caregiver of the dog.
Mm-hmm. And the dog trainer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they help. They're that person that I talk to family caregivers that they need, that person that is there to listen and support and not to judge and not to say, well, you need to do X, Y, Z.
Yes, and interestingly, they all say, would you rather have a happy little fluffy little
fancy
dog?
Yeah.
And they're willing to do it because, you know, why torture the girl? And she's the one who kind of, well, I don't know, this could be pretty cool. This could really be a pretty deep thing if I can do it.
Yeah.
But
your characters are so real. I found myself reading them and identifying parts of myself as a little girl and parts of myself as a 50-some-year-old woman and you know, they're characters that we see in our lives every day.
Mm-hmm.
I just love how the book is written, Martha. It's
thank you.
It's so delightful and grounded and real. And can just before we go, can Dottie just come back, the ladybug, the diva with the high heels?
You want Dottie to come back? Well, Dottie meets the dog when she's in the car on her way out of the laboratory, and she says, "You're in the world now. You're in the world. I live in the world, and I love it. And I'm going to help you love it too."
We all need a Dottie.
We do.
I'm looking for a Dottie.
I know.
Martha, you have written a wonderful book that I hope that listeners, you'll check out. Go to Amazon, go to your bookstore, The Nearly Calamitous Taming of PZ. It's a novel. It's a young adult novel written by Martha Ritter and illustrated by Matt Ryan. Martha, thank you so much.
Okay.
And I will have links to the book and your contact information. Thank you so much for writing the novel, and thank you for being on the show.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us on the Unexpected Caregiver Radio Show. You can download today's show at unexpectedcaregiver.com. Simply click on the radio link. Stay connected with Kari Barrett, download past shows, or order Kari's book, all at unexpectedcaregiver.com.
You've been listening to The Unexpected Caregiver, brought to you each Thursday and again on Sunday by the Northfield Retirement Community.